We just heard from Patrick McCarthy, the president and CEO of the Annie E. Casey Foundation, which put out the Kids Count data book. We want to get some analysis here about the bluegrass state. Kentucky now ranks 48th in the nation for child poverty, and for the past 7 years, it's ranked near the bottom 10 states on overall child well-being. Even when looking at areas where Kentucky improved this year, the rate is still not up to par with national averages. Well, WFPL's Devin Katayama talked with Terry Brooks. Brooks is the executive director of Kentucky Youth Advocates.
Terry, tell us a little bit about what this report found this year.
Unfortunately, Kentucky is now officially a bottom 10 state for how its children are faring. We rank 41st in the nation. Perhaps one of the real takeaways is of the indicators that measured new data, there were seven of those. There was only one on which we improved. And even the one on which we improved, which was around high school graduation, while we got better when compared to Kentucky's history, our national rank declined. So even on the good news data point, we really showed us a slip in terms of where we stand in the nation.
Now, what are some ways that states can use this study?
Well, I think that states can use this kind of study in two or three ways. First of all, you do want to compare yourself to past track records. So it is important to see if we as a state are getting better when measured against Kentucky's history. You certainly do want to see where you rank nationally, especially when we compare ourselves to surrounding states. Are we at a competitive advantage, or are we at a competitive disadvantage in terms of the lives that our youngest citizens are leading? Finally, I would hope that this kind of a report card gives elected officials in Frankfort a roadmap to make things better for Kentucky's children and families. For instance, in this year's report, the driver is around economic well-being of families. We as a state have fallen to 48th in the nation in the percentage of children who live in poverty. We rank 49th in the nation in the percentage of children who live in families where no parent has full-time, year-round employment. And what we know is that those economic indicators predict, unfortunately, future outcomes in health, in education, in an assortment of other arenas. Until Kentucky fixes the economic well-being of its families, we're going to continue to languish behind other states.
Kentucky has historically rated pretty low in these reports over the past two decades. Are we seeing any kind of progress whatsoever, or what kind of trends do you see?
The two decades that this study has been in effect, I think what's most troubling is that for the first decade and a half, we saw 70% to 80% of the indicators improving, not where we want it to be, but on the right course. What we see today, as we referenced, is really of the indicators based upon new data, only one was improving, which we alluded to, and we see four showing significant decline. And those declines are important. We talked about the percentage of kids who live in poverty. We talked about the issues around parents with no full-time employment. But the other areas in which the data shows worsening conditions are big-picture items. The percentage of children in single-parent families, the teen birth rate, the percentage of low birth weight babies. Each of those indicators by themselves, much less when you take them together collectively, tell us that we as a state have to get serious about making children and families a priority.
So in thinking about how states might be using this report, are there any recommendations that you can make that can improve Kentucky's standings when compared to the rest of the United States?
There are two or three very pragmatic, very common sense solutions, none of which are going to bust the budget in Frankfort. As an example, we believe that we need to enact a state earned income tax credit. Kentuckians can participate in the federal EITC, but they don't have an opportunity to participate in a state EITC. That idea, which was ironically invented by Richard Nixon and championed by Ronald Reagan, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama, so it doesn't get any more bipartisan than that, gives low-income working families a chance to keep more of their money.
And what will that extra income look like to a family? How will that help them with what we're talking about here?
If I'm a family that gets an earned income tax refund, I'm not going to invest it in a hedge fund. I'm going to use that money where I work and live. I'm going to put it right back into the local economy. So a state earned income tax credit in very real ways is a stimulus package for families.
Now, I take it this idea is not new. Why? What's been the response in the past?
We get positive response initially, and then, frankly, it gets used as a bargaining chip as the House and Senate play chicken with one another. So when you look at these numbers, when you see that in past years we talked about that almost one out of four kids in Kentucky lived in poverty, and then we talked about one out of four children in Kentucky live in poverty, we now can say that more than one out of four children in Kentucky live in poverty. And when you think about that kind of number, the time has come to stop playing games on tax issues like the earned income tax credit and move ahead. So we actually do hope that leaders in the Senate and the House and the governor may just decide that they may not agree on the income tax rate or the sales tax rates, but they could agree that they want to emulate both Ronald Reagan and Barack Obama and push an earned income tax credit for the Commonwealth.
And just so we're clear, that tax credit would take away some money for certain social services.
The state would initially lose money, but what the national experience has been on state EITC is that that money is literally recouped the same fiscal year because it gets spent. We know that another idea that affects and afflicts low-income Kentuckians is predatory lending practices, whether that's payday operators or whether it's the burgeoning business around refund anticipation loans associated with tax filing. Those practices suck money out of low-income families. Those practices contribute to the high price of being poor in Kentucky. And our elected leaders have to get serious about standing up for those low-income families if we're going to change the trajectory of economic well-being for kids in the state.
Just looking at the data and looking at the numbers and knowing Kentucky's history with these specific numbers, it's kind of just depressing to kind of look at these numbers and see that Kentucky is rated near the bottom when there's no reason why it should consistently be so. What problems, what core problems, other than the two items that you mentioned, does the state have?
When you look at this kind of a report card, the solution has to do more about commitment and values than it has to do about specific legislation. We know that there are proven state policies, some of which we talked about, around tax and budget or around health outcomes for kids that will work, that will make a difference. You know, Kentucky politicians talk about a lot of signature industries. We hear that horses are signature industry. We hear that coal is a signature industry. When Kentucky makes children a signature industry, these numbers are going to begin to change.
Terry Brooks is the executive director of Kentucky Youth Advocates. Terry, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
And he was talking with our own Devin Katayama. Now, Kentucky Youth Advocates is going to release a more in-depth kids count report coming up in November, and that will show indicators of children's well-being on a county-by-county basis in Kentucky. That'll be on the website then. You can even go back to a WFPL at that time. Go to WFPL.org right now. Second post down the page, you'll see the link to the current kids count report. Have a look at that. It's here and now from WFPL News.